is worried about the safety of some Boeing jets. Elisa Brady, Fox News, worried enough to publicly testify on Capitol Hill.
I'm not here today because I want to be here. I'm here today because I felt that I must come forward because I do not want to see another 787. I do not want to see 787 or 777 crash.
Sam Salpour, a Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower, says his analysis of company data finds manufacturing shortcuts in the 787 Dreamliner program that could significantly reduce safety. Boeing has called his claims inaccurate and has offered reassurance about ongoing investigations of recent incidents, including the door panel blowout midair on a 737 MAX jet. A House hearing on the U.S. defense budget disrupted by protesters demanding the U.S. stop supporting Israel's war against Hamas.
You say that genocide is good for American jobs? Shame on you!
Shame on you! Shame.
This as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was urging lawmakers to support more aid for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies. The president also urging Congress to pass foreign aid, writing in the Wall Street Journal that as Iran attacked Israel over the weekend, Russia was continuing its bombardment of Ukraine.
President Biden says Ukraine and Israel are under attack by brazen adversaries seeking their annihilation. In America must never accept either outcome, saying U.S. security is also on the line. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced plans on separate votes for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan aid, likely happening Saturday evening.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The Columbia University president says her school has taken steps to address anti-Semitism on campus, reassurance being met by skepticism from some lawmakers at a House hearing, as protesters on the Columbia campus today demand the university divest from companies doing business with Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ford recalls nearly a half million SUVs and small pickups over battery problems.
456,000 2021 to 24 Bronco Sports and 2022 to 23 Maverick small pickups are being recalled due to battery detection issues that, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, can result in loss of drive power, including sudden stalling or inability to restart, increasing crash risks. We're told that dealers will recalibrate body and power train control modules at no cost. Last week, 43,000 Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs were recalled over faulty fuel injectors that can leak gasoline, increasing the risk of fires. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An NBA player is banned for life. The league just announcing its findings after investigating Jontay Porter for gambling. The NBA says the Toronto Raptors player not only bet on games, but gave a better information about his own health status. Porter's brother plays for the Denver Nuggets. An iconic college basketball star gets a warm welcome in her new home.
Has any athlete since Tiger Woods had such a transcendental impact on his or her sport as Caitlin Clark has?
Indianapolis, please welcome Caitlin Clark.
10 days since she played her final collegiate game for Iowa, the NCAA's all-time scoring leader among women and men was introduced Wednesday as a pro, a rookie with the WNBA's Indiana Fever.
I can't think of a better place for myself to start my career, a place that loves basketball, supports women's basketball.
Like Tiger Woods' effect on interest in golf, Caitlin Clark's presence helped the WNBA draft nearly quintuple the TV audience. From the previous most watched WNBA draft, her number 22 Indiana jersey sold better on draft night than any athlete from any draft in Fanatics history, including the NFL.
Fox's Jared Max. Stocks remain lower. Right now, the Dow's down 107. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.